Get ready to be transformed, inspired, and supremely blessed as you listen to the Word of God from Pastor AB. Prepare your hearts. You'd never remain the same again. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you in this place? There can't be too many Mother's Day. Every day should be Mother's Day. All right? Okay, so since today we are saying it's Mother's Day, send your mom a gift. All right? Send her a text, send her a gift. Get apples. Say, there's only 200 I have in this life. Get 2 apples. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wash them, cut it, give it to her. All right? Send recharge card over. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Take her out to eat. Not every time you come back home. What have you cooked? Like a Kenya uncle. And isn't it? All right. Take her out to eat. Do something nice. Be a giver. Did you hear me?
Yes, Pastor.
Be a what?
Giver.
Be a what?
Giver.
Oh, God. Be a giver. No matter what's in your account, be a giver. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Don't live your life as I don't have. The little that I have, there are people like that. And I've known them for years and they will never change. Their mindset. They never have enough, yet they've been surviving all these years. The little that I have, the little that I'm managing, everything is little, but not you. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
The Lord is your shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
Nothing is too good for you. Okay, all right, so be a giver. Look for what you'd do for your mom, all right? Send her a beautiful text message, but add something tangible to that text message. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, so we are learning about the Holy Ghost. And there's so many things to say about the Spirit of God. Let me share something personal with you. When I was in school, we had School of Discipleship classes. And I think for every School of Discipleship class, the first topic is always, now that you're born again. Right? Which is right. And the second topic is usually the Holy Spirit, which is also right. And so I happen to be a teacher and all of that sort. But here's the thing. I knew, number one, the Holy Spirit was a person. He was as real as Sunday is real right now. I knew that. So I wanted to get beyond just talking about the Holy Spirit like a subject. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
If it is true that he is real and he's always with me, then I should be able to recognize him as a person and know him as a person. And so when I communicate about him to someone else, they'll get that too. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
So it was beyond any time. I liked every topic except that one when I had to teach because I felt it was so detached from me. You know, teaching. I mean, anybody can teach a subject. Anyone can teach about Jesus. Who is Jesus? Number one, he's Lord. He's Lord. And it's true. And I can say that. But when I say it, I want to know it inside. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
All right. So my prayer and my hope is, after this month, you'll have that consciousness of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That you will know that you have, and you will never question. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the
Lord. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
There's a song I want to sing. It keeps coming. You might not know it, but learn it. Just a part of the song. It goes, I have something to shout about. And I have something to sing about. The Holy Ghost in the heart of man, the power of God at work in me. That is something to shout about. All right, you get that?
Yes.
Very simple. And it's so true. It's so true. The Holy Ghost inside of me is something to shout about.
Yes.
Because this is the same Spirit that brought Jesus from hell. Do you understand?
Yes.
And it's inside of me.
Yes.
That is something to shout about. I mean, it doesn't matter the wall of hindrance before me. There is a Spirit in me.
Yes.
That can pull it down.
Yes.
And you know what? That's in the CV too.
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes,
what wall are you thinking about now? The wall of Jericho. Right?
Yes,
and it came down. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So let me teach you again. It's very short. I have something to shout about. I have something to sing about. The Holy Ghost in the heart of man, the power of God at work in me. That is something to shout about. I have something to shout about. I have something to sing about. I have something to sing about. The Holy Ghost in the heart of man, the power of God at work in me. That is something to shout about. One more time. And I have something to shout about. I have something to sing about. The Holy Ghost in the heart of man, the power of God at work in me. That is something to shout about. Woo! All right, Romans 8, verse 14. Romans 8, verse 14. Quickly. Put your phone on silent. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Should we wait for you? I read it. Oh, thank you. It says for, okay, let's read it together because some people are so quiet. Want to go.
For as many as declared that is free of God, they are the sons of God.
He's telling you there can be many people, but watch out for those that are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Many people can say many things. Many people can say, I'm a child, I'm a son of God. And I'll come to that. But he's saying, look out for those ones that are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. Now, the word son there doesn't mean child. It means matured child. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
So you can have many children and one is just, only one is mature. All right? You have many adults and some are not matured. All right? Some behave anyhow. Some do anyhow. But there are those that are mature, those that you can give authority. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
Those that you can give responsibilities to because they are matured. That's our word, sons. It's yours. All right?
Yes, Pastor.
Now he's saying God has many children. But you want to know the matured ones? They are led by the Spirit of God. That means they know they are under leadership. They don't live their lives by themselves. They don't talk anyhow. They don't do things anyhow. They don't make decisions anyhow. They are conscious that someone is leading their life. Are you conscious that there is someone leading your life? Or you just wake up one morning and say you're going to Norway and nobody can stop you? No, if you are a matured son of God, the kind that God can give responsibilities to and authority to, and can trust you will handle it well. You'll not do things by yourself. You'll be conscious that before you make a move, you have to consult with the Lord. Even if it seems nice, you have to. Jesus in John 6, all right? He just fed people bread. And the Bible says they wanted to come and make him king by force. Because if you have a king that can bring bread from anything, you would never hunger. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
The GDP, go up. And so the Bible says Jesus sent them away. All right?
Yes, Pastor.
And he went to pray. Now, being king is a good thing. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
He doesn't even need to campaign. He doesn't even need to run, spend money. They wanted to make him king by force, meaning whether you like it or not, you are a king. That is the lordship of Jesus we're talking about, isn't it? It was a nice thing. It was a good thing. He was sent to be king of righteousness and king of the world. He could have said, now that's how I'll start. Do you understand? That's how, like someone wants to go to UK. You have struggle, nothing. So he said, let me branch Morocco. At least they gave you visa. He said, that's where I'll start. You're using your own sense. So Jesus could have used his own sense and thought, okay, they want to make me king. This is good. This is how it's going to happen. From here, I will spread. But he knew that was not God's way. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
So after praying, he left that place. Do you know what? They came to look for him. They traveled. Do you understand the desperation for people to travel from one town to another to make you king? What love? What loyalty? And they caught him. When they traveled to Capernaum, he wasn't standing and saying on the road. No, he was in the synagogue. So that means they looked for him everywhere. They got to the synagogue and they saw him. He was teaching. And he said, you didn't come because of miracle. You came because of food. Then he said, that was where he started talking about eating his flesh and drinking his blood. You know, if you want to make someone king, and the person said you have to eat his flesh and drink his blood, you would think otherwise, right?
Yes.
You would. So when he said that, the Bible says they left him. And his disciples also joined them. My point is, all right?
Yes, Pastor.
The matured sons of God don't do things anyhow. It might look nice, because there are people who mistake good things for God's things. Because it is good, doesn't mean it's from God. Are you in this place?
Yes,
because this is the reasonable action you should take, doesn't mean that is what God wants you to do. If you are a mature son of God, he says you recognize there's leadership. You're under leadership. You're under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And do you know what? When Jesus walked on this earth, he didn't do things anyhow. He didn't just talk. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You have to hear this, because people think, you know, many people or some people really haven't paid attention to Jesus or his life. When you study, you realize that Jesus didn't just talk anyhow. As much as he was God and he knew it, he didn't just do things anyhow. He knew he was under the authority of his Father. Go to John 5, verse 19. John 5, verse 19. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself. He's talking about himself. He said, look, listen to me. The Son can do nothing of himself. Meaning, he can't just wake up one morning and decide this is what I'm going to do. No. He says, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son. He said, I don't move until God moves. Are you seeing that? Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
He said, I don't move until God. Look at it. He says, what things soever he does, this also doeth the Son. That's a mature son of God. You don't just do things. You have to wait for God to move. You can't move ahead of God in your life. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
And make up your mind, you are not going to move ahead of God. You say things are slow. God is not talking. Wait for him. Wait for him. He can redeem time.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
So wait for him. Say, my mates, all the people in my class, they've all traveled outside the country. I'm still in this place. Wait for him. You didn't come to this world with them.
Yes, Pastor.
And you not live with them.
Yes, Pastor.
Except the rapture. If they are going. All right. This is Jesus. This is the Son of God. This is how you want your life to be. You don't wake up and say, I'm going to do that business. You wait for God to move. You wait for God to say, go. It is not old-fashioned to wait on the Lord. It's not. This idea that you're spiritual and so when you move, God moves. It's true. But if you were spiritual, God will move, then you move. Then we know God has moved because we saw you move. Are you seeing that? God first. Anything God is involved with, he must be the one leading. He doesn't follow you. So you don't say, you know, I ask God. No, God must be the leader. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Go to John 12, verse 49. John 12, verse 49. 12, verse 49. Jesus is still talking. Look at this. Please, just pay attention, all right? He says, for I have not spoken of myself. This is Jesus talking. You know what it means? I have not spoken of myself. It means I didn't talk by my own mind. Do you understand?
Yes,
says, for I have not spoken of myself, But the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment. What I should say and what I should speak. This is Jesus, the Son of God, God himself. He said, I don't talk anyhow. The person who sent me commanded me, this is what you should say. This is how you should respond. The word say there means you're starting a conversation. The word speak there means you're responding to something. That's how you live your life. You don't just do things anyhow. You don't just talk. Say, I will speak my mind now. Anytime you want to speak their mind, there's always something else. No. You want to grow. You want to grow. You want to express your growth. You learn to wait. This is Jesus. He said, he gave me a commandment. That means he's commanded to wait. Are you seeing that?
Yes,
he's commanded. He doesn't just wake up and say, I'm traveling there. No, he's commanded to wait until God does something. Then he does it too. Until God tells him, this is what you should say. Then he says it too. Let me give you an example. Just follow me, all right? In John 3, all right, John's disciples came to report Jesus. They said Jesus will make him more disciples than John. Okay?
Yes, Pastor.
And John said many nice things about Jesus. Said he must increase, I must decrease. Jesus knew. He didn't say, all of you that are talking about me, listen to what I want to say now. No, he left the place. He left. Why? Obviously, he's working with the Father's commandments. Naturally, if someone is saying something bad about you and you hear and you know the person's leader, you should talk. But he left. He didn't say anything. He didn't. In John 11, or let's go, John 7. In John 7, don't go there. I'm just talking. In John chapter 7, his brothers were going to Jerusalem. They said, why aren't you going to Jerusalem? There's nobody that wants to be popular that remains in a small village. And that's common sense. If you have a business in a small village in Abia State, if you want the business to expand, you should go to the city. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
That's logical. If you want to be popular, you move to the city. So his brothers, who didn't believe in him, said, listen, nobody can stay here. If you want to be popular, go to the city. He said, my time is not yet come. Why? Look at that. He's waiting on the Lord. He said, my time is not yet come. That means it is not time. You wait until God says it is time. So how can this Jesus, who is your Lord, live his life under the leadership of God and you don't? No. And sure enough, after they had left, he also went. Because his time had come. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In John 11, they came and told him about Lazarus, who was sick. He said, this is not unto death. For the glory of God. And he remained there. Are you seeing that? He didn't just wake up and say, he's sick, let us go now. No. He's been led by the Father. So look at it. He says, for I have not spoken of myself. So I don't just talk anyhow. No matter how agitated you are, calm down. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
He says, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment. What I should say and what I should speak. Go to John 14. There's something I want to show you that just came to mind. But go to John 14 first. John 14 verse 10. Okay. It says, this is still Jesus talking. It says, believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak. Have you seen this? It's everywhere. It says, the words I speak to you, I speak not of myself. This is Jesus' life. This is the Jesus you are called to follow. He said, I don't do things of myself. I don't just talk of myself. I don't just feel like talking, then I start talking. No. He says, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Listen to this. Are you listening to me?
Yes, Pastor.
If you went to a restaurant with your boss, and I was telling you this example, all right? And someone came and asked a question. You wait for your boss to talk. Except your boss had told you, respond. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
You wait because he's the boss. You can't just talk. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
If you were with your boss in a line and they said move forward, you wait for your boss to move.
Yes, Pastor.
The greater one, who is the boss, is in you every day. You wait for him to move.
Yes, Pastor.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You wait for him to say something. You don't just respond. If you honored him, you would wait for him. That's what Jesus said. Go to John 7. John 7. So we'll just be trekking around John. John 7, verse 18. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. All the verses we have looked at, he said, I do not speak of myself. Now he's telling you, he that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. When you do things of yourself, you're acting as though you're smarter than God. You're looking for your own praise. That's why when you do it at work, you say, you know, this is what I did. Seeking your own glory. He says, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true. And no unrighteousness is in him, meaning he will never make a mistake. That guy who is slow and waits on the Lord, slow in terms of human reasoning. Do you understand? That guy who doesn't just act anyhow, make decisions anyhow, but waits on the Lord, he says he will never make a mistake. Because he's not seeking his own glory. At times someone offends you, you want to give it to them. Why? Because you feel it. And you want them to know that they should not mess with you. In other words, you want them to know how glorious you are. You're not someone to be messed with. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, meaning you wait until God says something. Say the same is true. And he will never make a mistake. That's unrighteousness there. What is unrighteousness? Right. On. Right. Wrong. Do you understand?
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
The opposite of right is what?
Wrong.
I thought someone would say left. So someone who is on right is wrong. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So he says, those that are the matured sons of God, they don't just make decisions. They don't just talk. They don't just respond. You wait until God moves. You wait until you hear the word of God, until you hear the voice of God. You don't wake up one morning and say, I'm marrying that sister. That's it. God, follow me. No, he's the one leading. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Let me show you one that is very, very unique. John 8, verse 26. John 8, verse 26. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
He says, Jesus is talking. He's talking to the Jews. He says, I have many things to say and to judge of you. He says, if it's left to me, there are many things I want to tell you. He says, but he that sent me is true. And I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. Look at Jesus. He said, look, if it's left to me, there are many things I want to tell you. Many things. Say, but the one who sent me, he is correct. That's what he's trying to say. He is correct. Meaning, whatever he tells me is the best thing for me to say. And that is what you want in your life. You want to hit the nail every time. You want to be on point every time. What is the point? You argued, you went somewhere, you argued from morning till night and got no results. You said, but at least they heard my voice. You made noise. You want to talk and it works. So you said, I have many things to say. But I wait for the one who sent me. He's true. So I speak to the world. Look at it. It says, I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. She says, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the matured sons of God. Because God is the one leading their life. Go back to that John 12, verse 49. At times, you know, people come to tell me, I want to do that. I always think, what did God say? And most times they go, they are not expecting God to say anything. Then who is leading your life? You? I mean, you can't lead your life. You can't even see the back of your head. So how can you lead your life? Do you understand what I mean?
Yes,
I mean, if you're walking on the road, you can't lead yourself. Because if someone was running towards you with a gun, you wouldn't see. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You need the person that there is no shadow when he turns. He can see everywhere to lead you. So you don't just make decisions. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Look at it. He says, for I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me gave me a command of what I should say and what I should speak. Go to verse 50. 50. Look at it. Look at this. He says, and I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, Even as the Father said unto me, so I speak, oh God. He said, this is why I speak what God says, because his commandment is life everlasting. Meaning, whatever he says, I should say. If I say it, it will only produce life. It would work forever. So he says, therefore, whatsoever I speak, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. So this is not God trying to punish you. You want to walk in righteousness every day. You want to be on point every day. You have to wait for him to move. Are you in this place? Don't sit down. Don't wake up one morning and begin to figure out, what would be the good thing for me to do right now? After 3 years, maybe I will travel. After 4 years, maybe I will marry. No! You want to be on point, you wait for God. Are you in this place? It says the Father commandment. It says his commandment is life everlasting. Life. Whatever he tells me to say, when I say it, life comes forth. Oh. Oh. Listen. Maybe your friends are all traveling for their business, whatever, and you are in one place. Wait. Wait, let God talk. You can say, it's like I'm roasting. Wait, let God talk. He says his commandment is life. If it wasn't working before, when he says and you say life comes, that thing that was dead begins to work. So Jesus said, therefore, you wait. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. You wait. Do you understand? It's not old fashioned. It is not old fashioned. Don't live your life by yourself. Wait for God. All right. Now the question becomes, if I have to wait till I'm led by the Spirit of God, how do I know it is the Spirit of God leading me and not familiar spirits? Because any spirit can talk. There are people who don't know that spirits can throw thoughts to you. They don't know that. So you enter a room and you have thoughts that you didn't even think about or wasn't even in the plan. Do you understand? Or maybe something happens and you have the wrong thoughts. But spirits can bring thoughts to you. I told you guys that I've been in meetings where the minister said, there's someone here, you always hear a voice, go and die, something, something, suicide, suicide, come out. And people come out. Every time I always wondering, uh-huh. So as you were sitting here, someone was telling you that. But it's true.
Yeah.
These are evil spirits. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So how do you know? Go to John 14. That's what we started last week. John 14, verse 26. Listen, God's way is the best. Are you in this place? It might seem slow, but it's still the best. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Imagine me and Ezine were doing a race. First person to get to Aja. And we're at the bus stop waiting, and we're waiting for a direct bus to Aja since we did not see. The only bus we see is going to Badagry. And time is going, and Ezine wants to win. So she enters the bus to Badagry, thinking that when she gets to Badagry, she'll see the bus going to Aja. So she gets to Badagry, then it's Oshodi, then this. Now, is she putting more effort?
Yes.
Is she on her way? Yes. No, hold on. She's on the move. She's on the move. Do you understand? I'm still standing. Like someone who doesn't have a purpose in life. But she's moving. Do you understand? Someone can ask, call us. Pastor Ebi, where are you? I'm standing by the bus stop. Ah! Ezine, where are you? I'm in a bus. She looks like she's making progress. Now she's close to Badagry and the bus to Aja comes. Who will get there first? Who will get there first? Me, of course. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
My point is, at times it seems like it is slow or God isn't saying anything. Wait, when he talks, let go back in Sana. Do you know the Bible says in John chapter 6, all right? After Jesus was done praying, the disciples had left with the boat, all right? They had left. But in the middle of the sea, there was a wind. So they were struggling and struggling. And Jesus saw them, and his plan was to walk and pass them. His plan was to walk and say, hi, guys. And then, I can wonder, what did he think? They didn't know they would shout. So while he's walking and coming, they start, look at this grown man shouting. They thought it was a ghost. And Jesus said, hey, calm down, it's me. The Bible says once he entered the boat, immediately they got to land. Do you know that? Yes. That's a miracle.
Yes, Pastor.
Once he entered the boat, oh, praise the Lord. He might seem quiet. He might seem quiet. Other people are moving. They are doing stuff and you're just standing waiting on God. Other people are moving, doing stuff, making progress according to the natural calculation. But you're standing waiting on God. When God speaks, you will find yourself in the fullness of God. That's what the Bible. Let me show you because people might not believe it. Go to John 6. Verse 21. Are you looking at this? It says, then they willingly received him into the ship after he had convinced them he's not a ghost. And immediately, there's a song in my heart. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. You know the song? They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Because we wait. Yes, we wait on you. It says immediately. The ship was at the land whither they went. Where they were heading. Once Jesus showed up, they got there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So you wait.
Yes, Pastor.
Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
You wait. There's a popular saying, follow person where no road. Right? If God is the one leading you in that direction, calm down.
Yes.
If he's the one leading you, be rest assured you know where you are going to. There's a plan. Don't get itchy. Don't get disquieted. There's a plan. Okay, John 14 verse 26, quickly now. John 14 verse 26. All right, quick. So how do you know it's the Holy Ghost? Very simple. John 14 verse 26. It says, for the Comforter, which is, please pay attention, which is the Holy Ghost. So the Comforter is the Holy Ghost. Whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. Meaning there is no sphere of life he cannot be relevant. Are you in this place? You know, there are people who put on their church cap. So when they come to church, they put on a particular cap. It's invisible. So there's a way they behave in the midst of the brethren. When they leave church, they throw away the cap. Are you in this place? As though the same God in the church is not the same God on the streets. But they throw it away. No. He says, this one will teach you all things. Meaning he knows everything. Then he says, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I said unto you. So the Holy Ghost would be limited within the word of God. In quotes. Go to John 16. John 16 verse 13. Quick. John 16. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He says, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth is come. That's the Holy Ghost. He will guide you into all truth. Now, remember I said something. I said those that are the mature sons of God, they don't talk anyhow. They wait. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
They don't do things anyhow. They wait. Look at this Holy Ghost. Jesus is saying he will guide you into all truth. Then he says he shall, him too. He shall not speak of himself. That is how you know I don't say serious Christian. A grown Christian. I told you guys, faith booster. The two people we know came from heaven. See how they conducted their lives. They didn't just talk anyhow. Jesus came from heaven, we know. He said, I do not speak of myself. The Holy Ghost was sent from heaven, we know. He says, he shall not speak of himself. But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. Now, this helps. Because if I want to know if it's the Spirit of God talking to me, I know there are some things he cannot say. Because here he's saying he shall not speak of himself. Meaning that the Holy Ghost cannot come and tell me I should go and bathe goat's blood for prosperity. Whatever he would say will be what he has heard God say. And that is the word of God.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes,
that is the word of God. So he said, he shall not speak of himself. He will not give you an idea. There are people who have been deceived by so-called ministers with lies. But now you know if it's the Holy Ghost, it will be within the word of God. He will not speak of himself. He can't just go in money and say, go and eat grass for prosperity. Of course not. In fact, the only person we know ate grass became a goat. And he was cursed. So whatever leadership he's going to give you, it will be within the word of God.
Yes.
Someone says, you know, someone can come and tell you, the Spirit of God told me to tell you tomorrow. Dance round a pair 3 times. All right? With fowl on your hand. And shout, I am the blessed one. Praise the Lord. And then he, being a gentleman of God, says, but where is that in the Bible? And then the person who comes with the message says, so you mean I'm telling you what Holy Ghost himself is telling you and you're questioning? Listen, the Holy Ghost will never do that.
Yes.
He is not threatened when you ask questions. Yes. Are you in this place?
Yes.
He will not get offended when you ask for the word. Look at Jesus. They came to him with questions. He answered all of them.
Yes.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
Ask them what's in your law. Meaning, what's your own opinion? He's not threatened. So if it is the Lord, it will be within what? Go to verse 14. Verse 14. He shall glorify me. Now, I know there are some strange people who worship God, worship Jesus, worship Muhammad, worship Juju. They say we have to mix all of them together. Then if you hear them talk about the Spirit of God, you'll be shocked. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Have you ever seen an unbeliever? What do you mean? When I mean unbeliever, I mean someone who doesn't know Jesus. Talk about God with such seriousness. And you're just going, I don't understand. How? Anyway, if it is the Spirit of God, look at who he will glorify. Jesus. He says, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. So when you go back to John 14, go there. John 14. Verse 26. He says, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father has sent in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatever I said unto you. It means that, are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
It means that the Holy Ghost will bring to you the word of God. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
That's how you know it's the Holy Ghost. He will bring the word of God. He will bring to your remembrance what Jesus has said. He will bring to your remembrance the word of God. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
That's how you know he's the Holy Ghost. He will not say something outside the word of God. All right?
Yes, Pastor.
He wouldn't. He wouldn't tell you to do something outside the word of God. Now, someone says, this lady offended me and the Spirit of God told me that I should just keep away. That cannot be the Spirit of God. If you like, be angry. It can't be the Spirit of God. He says, be tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ forgave you. Then Jesus said in Matthew 18, if your brother offend you, go and tell him his fault. He didn't say keep away. He didn't say pray to God. God doesn't want to be a part of your matter. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
If your brother offend you, settle it. Leave God out of it. So someone can say, you know, the Spirit of God just told me that, you know. No, we can judge what the Spirit of God is telling you. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Yeah, the Bible says, Paul talked about 1 Corinthians 14, prophets. He said that if another person has a prophecy, let the one who is prophesying finish prophesying, then let the others judge. So someone can come and say, I have a prophecy, thus saith the Lord, fire is coming down. Any other person who is spiritual there can judge. Are you in this place?
So you can't just give prophecy and go boss.
And all of us, we have to be quiet. It must be the Lord.
No. Someone should be able to judge, and you judge with the word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
so that's how you know it's the Spirit of God. He will bring to remembrance. Now, this is great. Because at times, you might be going through stuff, and you don't remember what God has said. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Has it ever happened to you before that maybe something is happening in your life, and you met someone, and the person told you something you already know? You already know it. But hearing it from that person was such a blessing.
Yes.
That's the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that reminds you to pray. The one that will tell you the day is closing, you've not prayed. Why? He's bringing to remembrance what Jesus said. Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to faint. So he's the one that will tell you. You're in the bus, says, you know you've not prayed today. So, he's the one. That's how we know he's the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that reminds you you've not studied. You have not read. You are busy arguing on Twitter, but you have not read. He's the one. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. You have eaten. You are about to eat your food. The Spirit of God will tell you now you are eating Eba. Big Eba, but you've not read your Bible. That's in line with what God said. Jesus said. He said, you shall not live by bread alone. Food is not everything. Are you in this place?
Yes,
but by every word from God. That's how you know it's the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you can say, you know, the day nearly went and the Spirit of God reminded me to pray. You're correct. He'll bring to your remembrance what Jesus has said. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
He's the one that reminds you to be a witness. You're in the bus and someone is talking to you about match. And the conversation is going long. And then the Spirit of God tells you, ask him if he's born again. Has that happened to you before?
Yes.
Maybe you're just sitting with someone, person came to visit you, and you're talking, and it just talks to you about Jesus. That's the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. So it's one that reminds you, because right there, while you're talking about football, you're not even remembering. So it comes to you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At times, there's an argument in your room. All your roommates, you're all arguing about MTN, Glow, Ethel, which is the best. Now you've forgotten everything. You are arguing. You're about to say something. The Spirit of God says, quiet. What? Be slow to speak. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, like Jesus said, I have many things to say to you. But the Father that sent me is true. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, everybody wants to remind you to be a witness. That's how, let me tell you something. The more you respond to the voice of God, the clearer it will be. Not because you start shouting, but because you're training yourself to drain other voices. So immediately the Spirit of God tells you, pray now. The quicker you respond to it, next time, it will not be so small. It will be very loud. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
It will be very loud. I remember one day I was going for IT. So submit my IT form, you know, somewhere with my friend. So we had submitted the form, came back. And while I was coming back, I thought there's no way I'm going to do my IT here. This place looks like Sofa Head. So we're in the bus. And while we're in the bus, the Spirit of God told me, preach. The big bus. And I thought, what is all this? I'm being honest with you, right? I did not plan. What is this? I think it was Apapa going somewhere. I mean, I didn't plan it. Do you understand? And my friend was there. So I got a call immediately. One of my classmates said, the lecturer said we're going to write a test in the next 30 minutes. And I was at Apapa, and the test was at Yaba. I just got the call. These people are not serious. You can't tension me. So, now, after that call, I sat down there, and this blanket, wet blanket of sadness just came over me. I had even forgotten that I was supposed to preach. Are you in this place?
Yes.
So we're waiting for the bus to get filled up. So this is exactly what happened. I kept asking myself, why are you sad? Why are you sad? Is it the exam? Is it the test? I know there is no way tests can make me sad. Especially not from that lecturer. I knew it. So I kept thinking, why are you sad? Why are you sad? And my friend was there not knowing what was happening in my mind. And I was just thinking, then I remember, oh, you're supposed to preach. So I was thinking, how will I do it now? So I had to tell her, I want to preach. She said, you know, she's a Christian. I said, okay. And it's good she was there. She was responding to everything. People in the bus were acting so they can't hear you. All right. So I was like, good afternoon, everybody. She said, good afternoon. Praise the Lord. My point is, the quicker you respond, the clearer it becomes. It gets to a point when the Spirit of God tells you to do something, you have to do it. You have to. You've gone past that level where you can ignore the voice of God. There are people like that. God can tell them not to do this, and they just ignore it and do it. But the faster you respond, the more you know, I can't do this. I can't. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. He's the one that will remind you not to be afraid. Because Jesus said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. He's the one that reminds you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He's the one. That is the voice of God. That is the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He's the one that reminds you that God has a plan for your life. And God will not mismanage your life. You might think time is going. God will not mismanage your life. Do you understand?
Yes, Pastor.
He will not cause you to wait in vain. You cannot serve the Lord in vain. The Bible says the one who puts his trust in him shall never be ashamed. Do you know that?
Yes, Pastor.
It means that you can count on God. If you put your trust on God, no point in your life would you say, I'm ashamed. You can't show your face. You're embarrassed. No, he said the one who trusts in him will never be confounded. Never ask, but God, I trusted you. No. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He says, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. He says, thoughts of peace and not of evil to bring you to an expected end. He's one that reminds you, forget what others are doing, there's an expected end. Forget what others are saying, there's an expected end. Forget what they are buying, there's an expected end. Don't get sad. Don't get sad about your life. God will beautify your life.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So this month, this week, be conscious. Be conscious that you are under authority. And this person whose authority you're under exists just to comfort you. You learned that last week.
Yes.
Just to comfort you. He came to beautify your life. Do you know that?
Yes,
he says he will beautify the meek with salvation. If it's true that he came to beautify your life, then you must wait for him. Because whatever his plan is, that is the plan that will beautify you. Move with him. If his speed is like this, don't run. Move with him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If he puts you at number 3, be there and be happy. Leave number 1. He's the one to beautify your life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 So don't move ahead of God. Stay with him. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Say this. Say, someone is leading me. And he's greater than all. My life is not my own. It's true. And if that is true, you can't just do anything anyhow. You see, this week, let me tell you something, all right? Some of you, you're over 20 years old. That means you've had 20 years to do things the way you like. So it can be tougher, are you in this place, to begin to change your life and start slowing down. For 20 years, you're used to responding. When someone talks, you talk back. 20 years! So it can take time before you learn that if someone talks, you should wait. But you know what? Train yourself. Are you in this place?
Yes,
because you have spent 20 years doing the wrong things, it's time to do the right thing. Train yourself. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I've closed, but I want to say this week, I want to give you something for the week. Go to Romans 4 verse 20. Romans 4 verse 20. Something you can do this week.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 4 verse 20. Are you ready?
Yes, Pastor.
Are you ready?
Yes, Pastor.
This is Abraham. He said he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith. Not keeping quiet. No. He wasn't keeping quiet. Was strong in faith. Doing something. This week, you will do something.
Yes, Pastor.
Every day. Every time you remember.
Yes.
He was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Meaning, the man will look at his body and go, glory. Woo! Do you understand? This week, practice spontaneous giving glory to God. Practice it. Maybe you just stand on your own. You're not thinking of anything. Glory. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Glory. You practice it. Woo! Glory to God. Good news. Glory to God. Good news. Glory to God. There can't be bad news. Are you in this place?
Yes, Pastor.
Let me show you another one. Same thing. Psalm 149. Verse 1. I told you how the book of Psalms have been blessing me. Right? So, I am advertising the book of Psalms to everybody. Get and read your copy. All right, verse 1. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We'll just read from verse 1 to 5. I'll read it. Look at this. It says, praise you, the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, we remove the you in today's English.
Yes.
What he's saying is, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are you in this place?
Yes.
If he says, praise the Lord, you can't be quiet. No. I'll say it again because some people didn't get it. When the word of God comes, you do. Praise the Lord! Woo! All right, have your seat. No, but this is God's instruction, meaning he likes it. He says, sing unto the Lord a new song and his praise in the congregation of the saints. Woo! That means when you come to church, he said, it is time to praise the Lord. It is time to sing. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 2. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. He's talking about you. We are the Israel of God. It says, rejoice in him that made him. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That means rejoice in the one that made you.
Yes.
It says, let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Is he talking to you?
Yes.
He says, be joyful in your king. Ah, what can't your king do? That's the question. What can't your king do? So I will be joyful in my king. Because he can do anything. He says, let them praise his name in the dance.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, there are people. When you tell a joke, all right, and everybody has laughed, then they'll begin to laugh. Because they just got the joke. So everybody's now quiet. I go, oh. So I'm guessing some people missed verse 3. So I'll read verse 3 again. He says, let them praise his name in the dance. Have your seats. It's getting better. It says, let them sing praise unto him with the timbrel and harp. There's no harp, so we can pass that one for now. Verse 4. This is so wonderful. Look at verse 4. It says, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. So you see the dancing you are doing. You see the shouting you're doing. God is pleased with it. He says, for the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek. The meek. The meek. There are people that you tell them to dance, they are too proud. Shout, they are too proud. But those of us that are meek. He says he will beautify the meek with salvation.
beautify your life.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Verse 5 is the He says, let the saints be joyful in glory. I like this. You can't just say glory sad. Say glory.
Glory.
No. No. He says if you're going to say glory, be joyful. Woo! He says let them sing aloud upon their beds. Go, give me HCSB. I think that might be better. But I want to show you one. That sing aloud upon their beds. Let me read it from BBE. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Verse 5. Just listen. Okay. HCSB. It says, let the godly celebrate in triumphal glory. But that's not it. That's not all. He says, let them shout for joy. Are you in this place?
Yes.
On their beds, on their feet, on the chair. He says, let them shout for joy. Woo! Woo! Listen to this. Glory to God, I'm making progress. Woo! This week, when you remember, when you wake up and you remember, you remember this. You wake up in the morning. You say, glory to God, I'm victorious. Woo! He says, let them shout for joy on their beds. Practice spontaneous shouting. Hear me. Listen to this. The Bible says Abraham did not stagger in the promise of God through unbelief. Meaning he had all the reasons to doubt. But instead of doubting, he thought, this situation is for the glory of God. Meaning that I might look old, but that means the testimony will be great. Are you seeing that? But you see, you don't have to wait until it's bad. Early in the morning when you wake up, declare the day for the glory of God. Are you in this place?
Yes,
so this week, I have a list here. Listen to this. This week, give glory to God because you know it will turn out. Every day will turn out for His glory.
Yes.
Everything will turn out for His glory.
Yes.
Number two, give glory to God because your life is for His glory. Your life is for His glory. And number three, do you know you are the glory of God? You are the glory of God.
Speaking of.